airchecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
Bill Reese, WCFL News. Another skyjacking. A man has used a squirming toddler as a hostage to force the pilot of an Eastern Airlines jet to fly to Cuba. The man was armed with a gun. The crew and 12 passengers, all suffering from various ailments, including Hong Kong flu, arrived in Miami shortly before noon. Two planes were then sent to Havana to bring back the remaining passengers. The hijacker was accompanied by a woman. 9 degrees at Marina City.
What's for dinner? Serve up thick slices of tender hickory smoked ham, perhaps with mellow candied yams and hot biscuits. Take care of big, outdoor, rosy-cheeked appetites with ham from your national food store. Tender shank portions of fully cooked ham are just 39 cents a pound. Get a large portion so you'll have enough for richly flavorful ham on rice sandwiches, too. And you can make homemade split pea soup with delicious ham chunks, all simmered slowly to bring that delicious aroma into the kitchen. Get hickory smoked ham for many a meal. Shank portions just 39 cents a pound at National. And pick up the sweetest eating apples. Get high-crowned, fancy Washington State red delicious apples for just 19 cents a pound. There's another big year to grow on. And you keep your family day after day just eating well by shopping at your national food store, where you get in on miracle prices plus S&H green stamps.
And the beat goes on.
Stewart Pond, Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital. Mrs. Irvin Kramer, wife of Chicago's first successful heart transplant patient, says it's hard to believe how much her husband has improved in the last week. The decision to go through with the operation was a hard one, she says, but one her husband had to make himself in the last analysis.
In my mind, I felt that this was about the only thing that could be done. And of course, it was his life and his decision. And I was willing to go along with him all the way. Figured for better or for worse, I'm with him all the way.
Kramer, a boiler maker, improved tremendously in talking with his family about going back to work. Stewart Pond, WCFL News, Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital.
In federal court, a 35-year-old man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for robbing two banks and a savings and loan association and conspiring to rob another savings and loan and another bank. Delbert Dobbins is to serve the sentence concurrently with a 7-year sentence imposed last November after he was convicted of theft from an interstate shipment. The president of the Chicago Teachers Union, John Desmond, says he'll recommend complete rejection of the school board's latest offer for a contract. Desmond is to meet with the union's board of representatives this afternoon and report on the progress in contract negotiations. The board could recommend a teacher's strike. At 12719 South Halstead, two armed men have held up the Colonial Currency Exchange. The men, wearing red and white ski masks, tied up the owner, Irving Lasky, early this morning, and then fled with $3,000 to $4,000. At 250 East Cermak Road, the R.R. Donnelly Company is short about $25,000. Two masked hold-up men surprised the first company employee to arrive for work this morning. They forced her to open two company safes, then tied her up. A second employee was forced to open a third safe, and he, too, was tied. Reverend Paul Lindstrom, national chairman of the Remember the Pueblo Committee, believes President Johnson should be the subject of an inquiry rather than the Pueblo crew members. Lindstrom says the president was inactive in the Pueblo matter.
We feel if anybody should be court-martialed, it should be the commander-in-chief, President Johnson, who did, as far as we are concerned, nothing for the return of these men. He didn't even speak out concerning these men. His last public statement came many months ago.
And Lindstrom says there are still several Americans held by North Korea. He says they, too, should be released. In Washington, it appears the 91st Congress will be a little more liberal. In the Senate, Senator Edward Kennedy has ousted Louisiana's Russell Long from the post of Assistant Majority Leader. In the Republican ranks, Pennsylvania moderate Hugh Scott has been selected as Senate Assistant Minority Leader, defeating Nebraska conservative Roman Ruska. A decision soon on the congressman from Harlem, Walter Rogers, reports.
Adam Clayton Powell was asked to stand aside again today while new members of Congress took the oath of office. H.R. Gross, a straight-laced Iowa Republican, objected to Powell's seating, so Speaker McCormick asked the Harlem lawmaker to stand aside while the issue is debated. Gross claims Powell has never settled his debt, specifically $40,000, which a congressional investigating committee says Powell allegedly misused. Speaking for Powell is Congressman Emanuel Feller, who says that the exiled congressman has been punished long enough. Feller challenged his colleagues, who are without sin, to cast the first stone. Black people in the galleries applauded Feller's defense. A vote on the seating of Adam Clayton Powell will come later this afternoon. Walter Rogers, Metro Media News, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the New York stock market is closed mixed today.
From the brokerage firm of Betts, Borland & Company, here are the closing Dow Jones averages. Industrials up 4.16. Rails up 0.98. Utilities down 0.16. 65 stocks up 1.14. Total volume 12,750,000 shares. David Betts, Betts, Borland & Company.
In the National Hockey League, the Boston Bruins moved into an Eastern Division first-place tie with Montreal. WCFL weather, sunny today, the high about 10 above. Clear skies tonight with a low between 8 and 15 below. Tomorrow, fair, the high about 3 above. Currently, the winds are westerly at 16. Temperatures in the northwest suburb 6, southwest suburb 6, downtown of Marina City 9. Bill Reese, WCFL News.
WCFL.
Flossmoor says they're going to wail on Carl Sandburg tonight. Good luck to you. Cinnamon, this is Derek.
Sneaking down your alleyway, knocking on your door.
WCFL, weekend.
The Beatles, Hide Your Love Away.
Here I stand head in hand, turn my face to the wall.
The Nick Biondi program, saying thanks to Rick Rummick and Tony O'Shane for bringing down a copy of my old record. These are the Flirtations, nothing but a heartache. From San Francisco, California, they came, the Jefferson Airplane. WCFL, the voice of labor, 1 before 2, Chicago. Dick Biondi on a big three-day weekend. Jimmy P. Stack today at 4 o'clock. Gracie Slick and her crew with the White Rabbits. Want to say hello from
WCFL,
S-O-U-L, Soul,
WCFL.
Hello to Janice from Racine, Wisconsin, and also to the Ridgewood Rebels wrestling team. The Nick Biondi program, Young Hold Unlimited. Let me hear my trumpets now. Sunny today with a high of about 10 degrees above. I want to say hello quickly to Joe Klein of Encino, California, and Dave Clayman of Van Nuys. Hi to Isaac and Mike from Terry, and congratulations to Jackson and Diane King, to Jan and Linda. Also hi to Maniac, Satan, Satana, Perez, Doe, Child, Preacher, Hillbilly, and Bill Hilly. And also from Morton West, hi to Karen, Cindy, and Barb on the Dick Biondi program from the Big Ten three-day weekend.
WCFL.
Here comes Herman and the Hermits. Big one called Dandy.
Dandy. Dandy.
You're all right.
Mother, if your child seems to be coming down with the flu, better call your doctor. And remember, St. Joseph Aspirin for Children is the best relief you can give for fever and pain. In a nationwide survey of children's doctors, those replying recommended St. Joseph Aspirin for Children 4-1 over any other brand named. And youngsters prefer its pure orange flavor, accepted willingly. So when your child gets a cold or the flu, give him pure St. Joseph Aspirin for Children.
When your child has a troublesome cough due to a cold, St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children will speed welcome relief. It was specially created for children's special needs. You can depend on St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children to suppress your child's cough quickly, effectively, yet gently. It contains suppressin, better than codeine because it's not narcotic. Yes, Mother, you can trust this specialized relief. Get St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children, specially created for children's special needs.
WCFL.
And now, from the pen of Dean Martin. Let's face it, alcoholism is a disease, and its victims are sick people. Get the facts. Contact the Chicago Council on Alcoholism at 726-1368.
WCFL.
The Veterans Administration wishes to remind the 2 million disabled veterans, widows, and orphans on the VA's pension rolls that income questionnaires must be returned to the VA no later than January 15th, 1969. This is Dick Biondi with you till 4, then Jimmy P. Stagg, Ron Brattain, and Barney Pip, followed tonight by Jerry G. Bishop at midnight. Want to say hello to all the great kids from the beautiful downtown Westmont area at the Blue Village who are listening in, and wherever you are with the temperature 9 degrees above zero, downtown at Marina City, Grassroots, Bella Linda.
Bella Linda, try and understand.
3-day weekend, saying hello to Stupid Copeland, Sandy, Kathy, Mari, Big Harv and Little Harv of Ridgewood High School. Once again, now. This is Mr. Percy Sledge. There's no two ways about it. This is the way it goes when a man loves a woman. Solid Gold, Dick Biondi program. Till 4 o'clock, got the sound of Sly and the Family Stone, everyday people.
WCFL News. Teachers strike looms. John Desmond, president of the Chicago Teachers Union, is meeting with the union's executive board later this afternoon, reports to the union's House of Representatives. Another long negotiating session with the school board today. Desmond said afterwards, it looks to me like the board wants the teachers out on the street. He says he will recommend complete rejection of the board's latest offer. 9 degrees at Marina City.
Now from American Iron and Steel Institute.
You ought to see Jody at the soda box, and she's an unbelievable chick. Sipping soft drinks from a bright steel can. I guess the steel is the, yes, the steel is the trick. So get yourself a softy, and you can bet that you won't forget that all good things come in bright steel cans. I guess the steel is the, yes, the steel is the. So get yourself drinks from the soda pop, man. It's an unbelievable kit. And have some fun from the bright steel can. Yes, the steel is the trick.
Buy your favorite soft drinks in flavor-saving steel cans at your A&P food stores. In Washington, a victory for Senator Edward Kennedy. He's been elected Democratic whip. That means he gets to move out of the back row where he's had to sit for his 6 years in the Senate. He now moves up front, number three man. There's more significance, really, but he tries to make you believe it means nothing for 1972, the next time the country elects a president.
I think the fact of my candidacy for the assistant leader shows, hopefully, my commitment to Senate business. And this is a time-consuming responsibility, and I look forward to that work. I don't think it has really any implications beyond that.
But the man Kennedy defeated, Senator Edward Long, says Mr. Nixon should look out in 1972. Secretary of State Rusk has called on both Israel and the Arab nations to exercise restraint, Rusk emphasizing the threat to world peace posed by the boiling Mideast situation at a news conference today, reaffirming the U.S. position that a solution to the Arab-Israeli crisis should be found. Johnson administration. Notre Dame's leading scorer, Austin Carr, is to be lost to the Irish basketball team for 6. WCFL weather, sunny today, hot, clear skies tonight, low between 8 to 15 below zero.
Tomorrow, fair, high about 3 above. Sunday's outlook cloudy with only slight moderation. Right now, winds are west at 14, temperatures northwest suburbs 6, southwest suburbs 7, downtown of Marina City 10. Bob Hagen, WCFL News.
Dick Biondi.
Sonny.
WCFL.
Dick Biondi, you just heard Bobby Hab with Sonny. Want to say hello to David leaving for the Air Force. To the sounds of times from Karen, Lyanne, Joanne, and Deb. And Glenbard East Rams will cream Hinsdale South on Saturday. Hi to Don from Nancy. This is the sound of canned heat going up the country. Hello to Googs and Dippy. The Statler Brothers with Flowers on the Wall.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness.
The Statler Brothers from Big Ten, a three-day weekend. Dick Biondi, I want to say hello to Stupid Cookman, Sandy, Kathy, Mary, Big Harv, and Little Harv, Ridgewood High School. Also to the Golden AZA from Ace and Ron. If I can, also to E.F. Young, Austin, and Trinity. And love to Mel, Roseanne, Vicky, and Maureen. And also to everybody that's listening in Evanston, Illinois, especially Mrs. Stephen Newland, who wrote us such a nice letter. Hi to Jody, Johnny B., and Lily B., the Hairspray Kittens. I want to say hi to Fat Willard. Dick Biondi from WCFL on a three-day weekend. Brooklyn Bridge.
Girl, I heard your game.
Your number one for classic radio listening. Airchecks.com.